Hiccup knew that all wandering peoples could speak Dragonese as well as they spoke their mother tongue, unlike Vikings, who had mostly lost the art of speaking with serpents. So he spoke to them directly in the Dragonese language. "Please don't kill me," whispered Hiccup. There was a moment's astonished silence.
"It's a Viking that speaks Dragonese," said Bear Cub's grandmother in amazement.
"Please don't kill me," repeated Hiccup.
"Why should we not kill you?" asked Bear Cub's
grandmother in a dreadful, angry voice, her eyes as wide and staring and hypnotic as those of a king cobra.
"Your people have killed my people for as long as my people can remember. They have robbed us and cheated us and sold us into slavery. All of history is against you, Viking. Why should we not kill you?"
Hiccup had never met a wanderer before, and she was an awful sight, her hair all askew like a bundle of hay, and those terrible grim and gloomy eyes, always staring into the far distance as if she'd just spotted something terrifying. She took Hiccup by the neck in one of her skinny hands.
"You are a Viking, and all Vikings are vermin, wicked and brutish enslavers of dragons and humans. You may be young, but you should be killed now before you grow into a rat or a fox," she said,
her voice shaking with fury. Her long fingernails dug scratches into Hiccup, and he was petrified she was going to strangle him. "We're not all like that," protested Hiccup. When Hiccup fell down the hatch, his helmet had fallen off, and it was lying on the wooden floor beside him. Little Bear Cub had been staring fixedly at Hiccup's bared head, and now he piped up, pointing at Hiccup's hair.
"Look, Grandmother, he hasn't got any horns."
"What do you mean?"
snapped Bear Cub's grandmother.
"You said that Vikings were devils that had horns growing on their heads, which was why their helmets were such a funny shape," said Bear Cub. "But look, this one doesn't."
"Hmm,"
snorted Bear Cub's grandmother, feeling through Hiccup's shaggy red hair.
"Perhaps they are too small to see yet, but trust me, they are there. There's a few lumps and bumps here that could easily grow into horns."
"If you don't kill me," pleaded Hiccup desperately, "I will help you." Bear Cub's grandmother gave a bitter laugh and shook her chains.
"Nobody can help us," she said in Dragonese,
opening up her gloomy eyes.
"We are doomed. We are all doomed, for I have put a curse upon this ship."
"Yes, I'd heard," said Hiccup nervously, thinking, "not another fruitcake. But we are travelling north, where your people come from, and when we get closer to your country, I will help you to escape."